my grandmother said, this is not possible. Someone must have been watching over their sheep on the hillside. And to this day, there has not been a longer night in my life. I was asking myself all that night, what's happening to me? Am I normal? Have I gone crazy? Have I really seen this? Because any adult that we talked to told us this is not possible. But that evening and the following day, word had spread around the village and to neighboring villages. The people were starting to gather that afternoon. And I remember that my grandmother was holding me by the hand and she said to me, whatever is up on that hill, you will not fall. But we six visionaries were drawn up the hillside so very quickly that no one could keep up with us. And how can I describe to you that feeling of God's love, of God's peace, when we came before Our Lady? To this day, my eyes have not seen anything more beautiful than she. A young woman, about 19 or 20 years old, wearing a gray gown, a white veil, and a crown of stars. She has beautiful, gentle, warm blue eyes and dark hair. And she is floating on a cloud. And that feeling inside, that beautiful feeling of love and God's peace, I cannot find the words to describe this to you. At that moment, I knew this was the Mother of God. And God granted me the grace that I could be the very first one to ask her something. 2 months before that time, my own mother had died. And so I asked her, Our Lady, where is my mother? And she smiled at me and said, she is with me. And she looked at all six of us and said, do not be afraid of anything. I will always be with you. And from that very first day until today, it has been so, because without her, there is no way that we could endure everything we have. The next day, when we made our way back to the hillside, some of our parents had suggested that we take along some holy water and holy salt to sprinkle on what we were seeing. So when Our Lady appeared, Vitska sprinkled her with the holy water. And Vitska said to him, if you are of God, stay with us. If you are not of God, go away. And Our Lady smiled and said, I am the Queen of Peace. And her very first message was peace, prayer, conversion, fasting and penance, and holy mass. From those first days until today, these are the most important messages from Metropolitan. And in these messages are all of our questions and all of our answers. In the very beginning, Our Lady invited us to pray daily the Creed, Seven Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Be. Our Lady has invited us to pray all three rosaries every single day, to fast on bread and water Wednesdays and Fridays, because Our Lady has told us that through prayer and fasting, even boars can be stopped. She gives us the strength for everything. We just need to believe. From 1981 until 1985, I received daily apparitions of Our Lady. Through these years, she told me her life story, the future of our church and the future of the world. I wrote all of this down. And when Our Lady tells me when and to whom, I will reveal this. On the 7th of May, 1985, this was my final daily apparition. And on that day, Our Lady gave me my 10th secret message. Three of us missionaries have 10 messages, while the other three have 9. Of those messages, we know that only one of those that we know for sure is the same for all of us. The other messages may be the same, maybe they are not, I do not know. On that day, Our Lady told me that I will no longer be seeing her every day. Since 1985 until the present, I see her every June 25th. On that day of my final daily apparition, Our Lady gave me a tremendous gift. It is a tremendous gift for me as well as for the entire world. If you here tonight might ask yourself, does life after death exist? I stand here tonight before you as a living witness that it does truly exist. God gave me the grace that I could see my own mother. I could see her in the way that I see you here right now. She embraced me and she said, "My child, I am so proud of you." And Our Lady is here with us, and she is calling us and inviting us to return on the path of peace, prayer, penance, and fasting. Of us six visionaries, each one of us has a special mission given to us by Our Lady. Some of us pray for the priests, for the sick, for the youth, or for those who have not yet recognized the love of God. My mission is to pray for the families. Our Lady is inviting us to respect the sacrament of marriage, to renew prayer in our families, to go to Holy Mass